Good morning. Alpha Status is a movement, not a brand. It is a burning desire to change for the better. My mission statement in life is to live a great life and set the example along the way. I got two topics for you today early in the morning that I would love for you to focus on. I'd like to bring to your awareness. One is something that I've had to apply to my life here recently. I noticed that I was kind of fucking off in certain areas. And when it comes to health, wealth, love, and happiness and living like an alpha. And the quote that I want you to remember is, how you do anything is how you do everything. So how you do one thing is a reflection of how you do everything in your life. And that is across every area in life, health, wealth, love, and happiness, body, being, balance, and business, whatever you want to call it. How you do anything. How you do anything is how you do everything. And the second one is going to be a book summary of a book called Compelling People. And it tells us about warmth and strength factor and how that makes you a compelling person. So the first thing I want to dive into is how you do anything is how you do everything. So, number one, why I really want to dive into this is because recently, I think I was having a talk with one of my buddies one day, and he really put me on to this saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. He read it in a book, and I really liked it because it just kind of rung bells with me, because I noticed, you know, how I do anything in life is rolling over into how I do everything in life. So, like, let's say, for example, like I'm killing it in the health department. For example, working out, I find it very easy for me to do pretty good in working out. But this is what I also noticed. So I was doing pretty good in working out, but if I go to work and I only give 20% at work, and I'm not killing it, and I'm not on fire, and I'm not giving 100%, and I'm not going all in, then what I found is that in my other areas, I start to do the same thing. So it slowly starts to leak out. So for example, in my workouts, I'll give like 80%, you know, or in my love life or in happiness or in, you know, whatever I need to be doing for the day. I'm in the habit of giving 20% now. So this rung bells for me. So like, for example, at work, I was not giving 100% every single day. Like, I'm just kind of going in, and yeah, I kind of got comfortable, but I'm not going 100% as a leader. But what rings bells for me is whatever I do, it becomes a habit. So greatness is a habit. It's what you do on the daily. So if you go to work and for 8 hours of your day, you're half-assing your work, how you do anything is how you do everything. That's going to roll over into your other areas of life. So imagine, like, for example, this is what I think of. Imagine you go to work. You hate your job. This is most people now. This is most people. You go to work. You hate your job. You don't really want to be there. You kind of like the people you work with. You kind of don't. But let's say you work an 8-hour shift. So for 8 hours straight, you're just kind of, you know, cruising through the day. You're not giving 100%. You really don't have goals or targets that you're working on. And for 8 hours straight, you're just kind of in 20% mode. You're not really going all out. And then do you think you can magically turn on 100% when you get home and, you know, you're, you know, talking, whether you're in a relationship or you're single or, you know, you want to go hit the gym or you're trying to, you know, get healthy, you're trying to eat right and nutrition. At the end of the day, I found for me, it's hard to turn on and start going 100% when I've been given 20% all day. So I'm going to kind of go through on some key points that I was reading in a summary about this, saying how you do anything is how you do everything. So, for example, you can ask yourself this question. Do you often get to work a few minutes late or just barely on time? Then if that's the case, you're probably late to all other engagements as well, right? Like social events or classes or your own wedding. So next time you see the time and notice you should start getting ready to leave, get your ass up and get ready. Number two, if someone asks you to join them to an event, if your answer is always I can't afford it, what you have in your life is what you believe and expect. Maybe you should turn the phrase around and ask, how can I afford it? To at least get your mind thinking of options other than dead ends. Number three, do you look at your trash can, notice it's full, tell yourself that you should throw the trash out, but then do something entirely different? That's me. Damn, that's me. If that's the case, then likely you're doing the same exact procrastination for many other things as well. The solution is to just do it right then and there. That is me all day. So, you know, I always tell people, being an alpha is not about being perfect. Alpha status is not about being perfect. It's about trying to be as efficient as you possibly can. But, you know, even me, I'm trying to get better at this. So, for example, I will look at the trash can. I notice it's full. I'll tell myself I should throw it out. And then guess what I do? I'll do entirely something different. So, for example, I do suffer with procrastination. So if you procrastinate taking the trash out, there's a very good chance that you're doing the same exact thing in other things in life as well. So my question is for you is this, and it's very simple. Across health, well, love, and happiness in your life, where are you giving 20% at, and where is that leaking at into your other areas of life? Are you giving 20% in the gym and that's leaking over into your love life? Or are you giving 20% into your partner and that's leaking over into your work? You know, everybody has a main area usually where they're pretty good at. But if you're not giving 100% other areas, very, very good chance that it's leaking over into other areas. And it can be fixed easily by just bringing awareness to it. So, for example, I wasn't giving 100% at work and I noticed that was leaking over into my workouts, is leaking over into my love life and every single thing. So I don't want to be one of them type of people that just give 20% on one thing and try to give 100%, 80%. No, fuck that. I want to be on fire. I want to be winning. I ain't trying to be one of these people. I ain't trying to be like most people out here and be like, oh, yeah, my life is good. My life is good. No. I want a great life. The good life ain't good enough. I want a great life because I don't see, if not me, then who? That's my mindset. If not me, then who? All right, jumping into the next subject over here. If you are in a leadership position and you're listening to this or you just like to be a compelling person, I would definitely recommend this book, Compelling People. I haven't read the whole thing through. I definitely read a summary of it. And I also listened to Ty Lopez talk about it for about an hour long. Very, very key points. I'm going to dive into a couple things that really hit with me. So for a quick summary of it, it talks about this book talks about displaying warmth and strength is key to making us more influential. So most men have perceived strength and women warmth, but we need both for successful relationships in both business and in life. So with this, you can't fake it. It must come from inside out. We need to build our own self-belief that we have the skills and strategies to cope with most things that are chucked at us in life. From this inner strength of self-belief, it allows us to relax and let our warmth and strength shine through. The book introduces us to a key concept of the inner circle. We can most effectively persuade when we are accepted within the circle that we have understanding and empathy for their position. That would be your warmth. And then only then can our argument be listened to. Strength. And they define three steps as a leader. First, you must acknowledge, then you must empathize, and then you must lead. So two key factors for me that really hit home is warmth factor and strength factor. So for me, I've been in a leadership position ever since I was 18. I'm going almost 10 years in now. So I'm always trying to find a way to be a better leader. What I know, what I found for me is I'm a very charismatic dude. I like to be high energy. I like to be smiling. I like to have fun. You know, one of my main goals in life is to have fun and to build relationships with people. So I love, you know, coming in and being enthusiastic. So I've always been very, very good on my warmth factor. And I want to define that for you. So warmth is the perception that someone cares for you. They listen, they understand, and even empathize with you. So that's one of the things that I feel like is my natural strength. So I'm not going to say I love listening to people's problems, because sometimes, you know, people kind of, you know how that goes. But I do try to understand people, and I do even try to empathize with them from their position. And the reason I believe warmth is one of my natural strengths is because I've been in bad spots in life, you know, bad spots growing up as a youth, you know, and I put myself in even worse positions. So I have a sense of, I guess you could say, I can empathize with them because I've been in a lot of situations. So it gives me a point of reference where I can empathize with a lot of people. So if you are lacking in the warmth department, people would distrust you. It puts them on guard and they try to avoid you. So let's say, for example, your own strength or your strength factor is very, very high. So strong people exude a sense of inner ability, strength, and confidence. We can be influenced by them and follow them. They're often in leadership positions, but strength alone is not the key to leadership. Without the warmth, we may respect them, but we may not like nor trust them. So, for example, man, I know a lot of leaders like this. You know, people come in and they think they know it all, and they're strong, and they think they're better than everybody else. And then they come in, they don't want to understand people. They don't want to empathize with them. And then, boom, you know what happens? They don't trust you. And without that warmth factor, they may respect you because of your position, but you're not going to like them, and you're not going to trust them. So that really hit home for me, like, because I always try to lead from a point of warmth and not strength, because I know if I understand people and I empathize with them, usually I'll get better results because they end up trusting me. If I come in with just strength and just strength only, people may respect me, but they may not like me nor trust me. And at the end of the day, as a leader, if people don't like you and they don't trust you, they're going to leave you. And I found that true to be very true in my past 10 years of in leadership. So a lot of strength derives from testosterone. Higher levels lead to increased confidence, risk-taking, and aggression. Cortisol counterbalances testosterone, undermining our confidence. So testosterone can act as an inhibitor of Oxycontin, one of the key chemicals of warmth. So key point right here. So we need both to be effective. Too much strength creates fear, distrust, and separation, and too much warmth creates a perception of weakness. So big key point right here is balancing warmth and strength. So you don't want too much strength because it's going to create fear. People are not going to trust you. People are going to try and separate themselves from you. And then too much warmth creates a perception of weakness. So that's big time. So I just feel like I wanted to give that to you. If you're a leader or if you're trying to be more influential, I would say let's rate your warmth and your strength factor. And in this book, it gives you ways that you can boost both warmth and strength and how you can be a better leader in both areas. So yeah, those are my two key points for today. You know, just something I've been thinking about. It's been on my mind. Hope it gives you some type of value into, you know, making your life better and health, wealth, love, and happiness. Again, you know, I don't want to be like most people. I don't want to live a good life. I want to live a great life. I want my motherfucking life to be on fire. You know, when kids look my way, I want them to look at my life and say, you know what? That person makes me dream for more. Because that's what I needed as a kid. So I want to give that back for sure, for sure. So how you do anything is how you do everything. In life, are you giving 20% in one area? And how is it leaking over into the rest of your life? And then the book summary of compelling people. What's your strength factor? What's your warmth factor? And how can you get better on that? All right. Y'all have an amazing day. I'll see y'all next time on Alpha Status Podcast. Let's get it.